家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是麦。杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要一起来看看美国人怎么过白色圣诞，看看如何说时断时续，还要带你来看最流行的环保产品。
Christmas is my favorite holiday. There's great food, presents, and most importantly, you get the chance to spend time with your family. Talking, watching TV, eating food, and opening presents. To me, that's what Christmas means.Family time.
没错。好了，同学们，我们等会儿呢再来讨论圣诞的传统。现在我们赶快先来进入第一个单元。
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
eco-friendly. Eco-friendly is spelled E-C-O, echo, friendly, F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y. Friendly, eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly, 有利于环保的。2011年的一项研究显示
47% of travelers will take eco-friendliness into consideration when booking a vacation.
47%的游客在预定度假地时都会把旅游区设施是否环保的因素考虑进去。如今环保已经成为一种时尚，除了节水、省电、废物再循环使用之外。
Growing your own fruits and vegetables is a great way to be eco-friendly.
自己种水果、蔬菜也是环保的好办法。好的，今天我们学习的词是
eco-friendly, eco-friendly, eco-friendly.
Being eco-friendly is important, and it can be fun too.
没错 ,remember bike to work day? People seem to be having a lot of fun. 既保护了环境，还能减肥耶。Mike, you should seriously consider doing it more often.
There she is. I was wondering where the real Yang Lin was hiding. At least I can ride a bike, unlike some people I know.
I swear I learned how to ride a bike when I was little, but I only rode on again, off again, and then the result is not that pretty. They say that once you know how to ride a bike, you will never forget. I'm the walking proof. That's a lie.
Wouldn't that be riding proof?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. You mentioned an interesting term, on again, off again. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第847讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我昨天收到了大学室友寄来的一张生日贺卡，让我感慨万千。一眨眼，大学毕业已经好多年了。虽然我们一直保持联系，但是大家都在为生活奔波，所以每年也只有逢年过节才会互通信息。这倒让我想起了我们今天要学的习惯用语，叫
on again, off again. Again is spelled A-G-A-I-N. On again, off again.
On again, off again 这个习惯用语的意思是断断续续的，就好像我毕业以后跟大学室友的联络一样。On again, off again, 时断时续。下面例子里的这个远足爱好者打算退出自己的远足俱乐部，让我们听听他是怎么想的。
I'm thinking of dropping out of my hiking club. It's not that I don't like getting out and exploring some of the great trails in the area,But one month there might be an outing every week, then the next there's only one. I prefer a schedule of hikes that's not so on again, off again.
我正在考虑是不是要退出远足俱乐部。这样做并不是因为我不喜欢跟大家一起去远足，探索这附近很多有意思的山间小道。但是有时候一个月每星期都有活动，下个月却可能只有一次。我真希望俱乐部的远足活动不要这么时断时续。
这倒让我想起了我妹妹的那些男朋友，也许是因为她住在加州，那里的男人更不愿意安定下来吧。她每次交男朋友都是几个月的热度，然后男方就会失去兴趣，但是又藕断丝连，过一段时间又回来给她打电话，让我妹妹十分苦恼。这种 on again, off again, 时断时续的交往方式并不适合她。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I'm thinking of dropping out of my hiking club. It's not that I don't like getting out and exploring some of the great trails in the area, But 1 month, there might be an outing every week. Then the next, there's only one. I'd prefer a schedule of hikes that's not so on again, off again. The last neighborhood committee never got much done. Perhaps it was because of all the on-again, off-again meetings they had. But now the new leaders get together regularly. As a result, they've been able to improve public safety, organize civic events, and accomplished a lot that's made our area a nicer place to live.
上一届居民委员会什么都没干，也许是因为他们开会太少，太没准日子了吧。新一届负责人走马上任以后，定期开会，结果有效地改善了小区的公共安全，组织了各种活动，还做了很多其他的事情，结果显著改变了我们这片地区的居住环境。
这倒让我想起了原来用的那家手机公司，信号特别不稳定。我每次开车出去买东西、办事情，手机的信号总是时断时续，丝毫没有保障。这种情况持续了不到一个月，我就忍无可忍了，换成了现在的这家手机公司。好，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
The last neighborhood committee never got much done. Perhaps it was because of all the on-again, off-again meetings they had. But now...The new leaders get together regularly. As a result, they've been able to improve public safety, organize civic events, and accomplished a lot that's made our area a nicer place to live.
大家猜猜看这个习惯用语是怎么来的？有些语言学家说 on again, off again 这个习惯用语最早是指那些并不严重的火车事故，因为火车刚刚出现的时候经常会脱离轨道。过一会儿又会自己重新回到轨道上去，因此就有了 on again, off again 的说法。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
My contact with my best friends from college is on again, off again. 但是每次我们一见面都有说不完的话。I guess true friendships are like that. They aren't faded by time or distance.
That's true. My best friend is in Australia right now, and last year I visited him during Christmas. Man, it was nice. It was Christmas, but in the summer.We just sat on the beach and enjoyed summer drinks.
Oh, yeah. In Australia, Christmas is in the summer. That's intriguing. Well, actually, as long as you're with people you care about, it would be a great Christmas holiday.
In today's business etiquette, we will go take a look at how American families celebrate Christmas. Let's check it out.
礼节美语
来自中国的雇员 Dana 跟同事 Charlie 聊天，说自己要去美国朋友家过圣诞节。
Hey Charlie, you're from Boston, right?
Yeah, I'm from Newton. It's a suburb of Boston.
I'm going to be visiting your hometown for Christmas.
Really? Boston is beautiful at Christmas time. Maybe you'll get to experience a real white Christmas. Are you going there for business?
Actually, I was invited by an old friend of mine. He was an exchange student in Beijing in the 1980s. We've known each other for over 20 years now.
Dana 要到 Charlie 的 hometown, 家乡 Boston 去过圣诞节。波士顿是美国东北部的大城市，冬天经常下大雪，所以 Charlie 说
Maybe you'll get to experience a real white Christmas.
没准你能体验一下真正的白色圣诞节呢。Dana 说自己不是去波士顿出差 ,not for business, 而是去看一个认识很久的老朋友。
I see, so you're going to hang out with your friend for the holidays.
Yes, but I'm a little nervous.
Why would you be nervous?
Because I'm going to be staying with his family. I've never experienced an American Christmas. What if I say or do the wrong thing?
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. Christmas is a time of goodwill.People are supposed to forget about any differences and be nice to each other. Everyone is usually in a really good mood.
跟老朋友 hang out 一块儿过节，为什么还会紧张呢？原来 Dana 担心自己不了解过圣诞节的风俗，会说错话或是做错事。 Charlie 安慰他说没什么可担心的，因为
Christmas is a time of goodwill，
圣诞节是展现友好的时候，大家一般心情都很愉快平和。
Everyone is usually in a really good mood。
So give me a basic rundown. What are the Christmas traditions?
Each family is different, but basically you just go with the flow. If your friend's family is religious, they might go to church on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning.
I've never attended a church service before. That sounds interesting.
The singing and music can be quite beautiful. But many American families just hang around the home on Christmas, talking, watching TV, eating food, and opening presents.
Dana 让 Charlie 给他简单的讲讲美国人过圣诞节都有哪些传统。 A basic rundown of the Christmas traditions， 每个家庭都不一样，教徒一般圣诞前夜或是圣诞节早上会去教堂，但是很多美国家庭就待在家里聊天、看电视、吃东西、拆礼物。他建议 Dana
basically you just go with the flow，
客随主便就对了。美国人过圣诞还有哪些传统呢？我们下星期继续听。
Dana 请 Charlie 给他 a basic rundown of the Christmas traditions， 简介圣诞节的传统。Charlie 说 Christmas is a time of goodwill， 是大家展现友好的时候，除了去教堂就是家人在家团聚。Basically, you just go with the flow. 客随主便就对了。
True. I invited some of my Chinese friends to my parents' house for Christmas when I was in college. It was so much fun introducing them to all my family's Christmas traditions.
Yeah, I think Christmas is the toughest time for me during the year since I always miss my family so much.
Aww. Well, if you're up to it,You can join my family for Christmas this year.
Oh, that's so nice of you. 一言为定。Let's keep listening to Charlie and learn more about Christmas traditions.
礼节美语。
来自中国的雇员 Dana 跟同事 Charlie 聊天，说自己要去美国朋友家过圣诞节，请 Charlie 给他讲讲美国人过圣诞节的习俗。
Would you say Christmas is the most popular American holiday?
Definitely. It's a really big deal. Most people don't work on that day, and if you ask someone to work, you have to pay them a lot of overtime.
Should I bring presents for all of his family members?
That's probably not necessary, because you're a guest. You could bring a small souvenir or something from China for them. But one tradition is to bring a nice bottle of wine.
圣诞节是美国的重要节日，查理说
It's a really big deal，
意思是说圣诞节确实非常重要，大家都放假，让人加班得付很多加班费。
You have to pay them a lot of overtime.
Overtime 是加班费的意思。去朋友家过圣诞节要给每个人都买礼物吗？查理认为不用，只要带个中国纪念品就行了。但是美国人去朋友家做客有带葡萄酒的传统。
Is there a lot of drinking during Christmas?
It depends on the family, but I'd say most people probably do enjoy alcoholic drinks. Have you ever tried eggnog?
No, what's that?
It's an alcoholic drink that sort of tastes like egg custard. It's sweet and warm and perfect for the cold winter season.
Sounds delightful. What's the traditional menu?
Charlie 说美国人过圣诞节
Most people do enjoy alcoholic drinks.
大多数人都喜欢喝一杯。其中一种很普遍的酒精饮料叫 eggnog.
Eggnog is spelled E-G-G-N-O-G, eggnog.
这种饮料味道甜甜的，温温的，适合天气冷的时候喝。那圣诞节还有什么传统的菜肴吗？
Probably roast chicken. During Thanksgiving, most people eat turkey. Actually, we Americans eat way too much food during the holiday season. When New Year comes around, everybody makes a resolution to lose weight.
Are there any fireworks or any kind of public events?
Not really. Usually in the town center, there's a huge Christmas tree. All the streets are lined with Christmas lights. It's really quite pretty.
Charlie 说，圣诞节很多家庭会吃烤鸡。他还说，美国人过节总会吃很多的东西。
We Americans eat way too much food during the holiday season.
所以新年一到，大家都会立志减肥。
When New Year comes around, everybody makes a resolution to lose weight.
Charlie 还说，美国人过圣诞节一般不放烟火，但是市中心往往会有一棵特别高大的圣诞树，街道两边也都是圣诞节的彩灯，充满节日气氛。美国是不是所有的人都庆祝圣诞节呢？我们下星期继续听。
That's true. I always overeat at Christmas.
You sure you only overeat at Christmas?
You.
kidding, kidding. Yeah, things are the same in China. 春节七天猛吃,春节后呢,开始减肥。
That's the holiday spirit. Calories don't count on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Exactly. All right, let's move on with our class. Let's listen to another Learn Word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
virus. Virus is spelled V-I-R-U-S, virus.
Virus, 病毒.
The head of the WHO warned the world of a new virus named MERS-CoV, which is found in Saudi Arabia.
世界卫生组织负责人对一种在沙特阿拉伯发现的病毒向全世界提出警告。这种新病毒被命名为 MERS-CoV 病毒。
The WHO has yet to learn how the new virus spreads, making it difficult to prevent infections.
世界卫生组织尚未研究出这种新病毒的传播方式，这就给预防传染增加了难度。
The WHO is calling on all nations of the world to pull together their resources to study and tackle this new virus.
世界卫生组织呼吁世界各国集合资源，共同研究征服这种新病毒。好的。今天我们学习的词是
virus, virus, virus.
That's why I choose to use a Mac. Since there are so few viruses for Macs, I don't have to worry about my personal information getting stolen.
Identity theft is a big deal these days. You can't be overly careful when you use online banking.
Exactly. The internet is so convenient because it has tons of information on tap.But at the same time, it makes us more vulnerable to hackers.
And you just mentioned the idiom for our next segment, on tap. Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第848讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson.
上个周末特别热。我不得不把夏天的短裤和凉鞋全都找出来穿上。天气预报说，这段时间会有一股暖气流北上，所以会一直晴朗炎热。这倒让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语叫
On tap. Tap is spelled T-A-P. On tap.
Tap 有水龙头的意思。On tap 这个习惯用语的意思是可以随时使用的。就像刚才说的，上周末一直晴朗无云。
With lots of sunny weather on tap.
我充分享受了户外活动的乐趣，又收拾花园，又去钓鱼，还和朋友在公园里野餐。下面这个例子里有一群志愿工作者为了一项有意义的事业而走到了一起。让我们听听他们都做了些什么。
When members of our church suggested holding an amateur talent show to raise money for charity,Many of us were skeptical, but we were soon overwhelmed by all the people who volunteered, from singers to musicians, magicians to jugglers. Looking at all the performers we now have on tap, we could put on two shows.
我们教会有教友建议可以举办一次业余才艺表演，为慈善事业集资。当时很多人对此表示怀疑，谁知道后来居然有很多人表示愿意参加。包括歌唱家、音乐家、魔术师和杂耍艺人，让我们应接不暇。现在已经有的这些表演者足以组织两台演出了。
我妹妹住的地方不久以前遭水灾，附近很多人都赶去救灾。
There was no shortage of help on tap.
前来帮忙的人源源不断，让那个城镇没有蒙受严重的损失。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
When members of our church suggested holding an amateur talent show to raise money for charity, many of us were skeptical. But we were soon overwhelmed by all the people who volunteered, from singers to musicians, magicians to jugglers. Looking at all the performers we now have on tap, we could put on two shows.
互联网的发展给我们的生活带来了很多方便，比如说下面例子里的这个网站就给当地图书馆的服务带来了一场革命。我们一起来听听网站的设计师是怎么说的。
The website I created for my local library has been a great success. Finally, patrons are linked to a variety of services, can locate and reserve books and other resources, and learn about sponsored events.They appreciate having so much information on tap. It's all readily available with just a few clicks of the mouse.
我替本地图书馆设计的这个网站获得了巨大的成功。用户们终于可以通过网站得到一系列的服务了，包括查找资料、预订图书等等，还可以了解图书馆举办的一些活动。随时能得到这么丰富的信息，让他们非常满意。只要点击几下鼠标，就能找到所有想要得到的信息了。
也许我表姐应该办这个网站，她虽然是一名很出色的艺术家，但却没有多少固定的客户。
She doesn't have many clients on tap.
我想，如果她通过互联网的方式推销自己，一定会有很大的帮助。好，我们再来听一听上面那个例句。
The website I created for my local library has been a great success. Finally, patrons are linked to a variety of services.Can locate and reserve books and other resources, and learn about sponsored events. They appreciate having so much information on tap. It's all readily available with just a few clicks of the mouse.
On tap 这个习惯用语最早是19世纪中叶出现的，指某种饮料，比如说啤酒，可以随时从酒桶里倒出来。凡是我们的忠实听众都知道，虽然我不能提前预告下次要教的习惯用语，但是大家不用担心。
We have plenty of words and idioms on tap.
没错，我们有足够多的习惯用语可以跟大家分享。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
Ugh, I wish my parents didn't have so much good food on tap during the holidays.
I'm sure they wish you wouldn't eat all their food during the holidays.
What? Younglin, you finally had the last laugh!
Of course! 好了，同学们，这次节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢，想提什么问题，发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。1, 2, 3，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。
十二级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。美语三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找工作单元的初级课程。Toby 刚刚大学毕业，急着找工作，不过他遇到了一个大问题，我们一起来听听看。
Hi, Toby. How are you doing? You don't look very well.
Hey, Denise. I'm just sad because I can't find a job.
Yeah, it's hard to find a job right now. You need to have a really great resume.
That's the problem. I don't have a resume yet.
Really? That's okay. I'll help you make one.
Oh, 原来 Toby 目前最大的障碍啊，是没有一份出色的 resume. R-E-S-U-M-E. Resume, 简历。
Yes, Winnie. Without a resume, he can't find a job. That's why he said he's upset.
不过啊 ,Denise 真够朋友的，立刻主动提出愿意帮助 Toby 给他支支招，写出一份好简历。
First, I need you to tell me what kind of experience you have.
Well, I just graduated from college, so I don't have much work experience.
Did you have any part-time jobs in college?
Well, I worked at the campus bookstore one day per week.
Great! You can say you have lots of sales experience.
So, Winnie, how does Toby describe his work experience?
他说自己刚刚大学毕业，没什么工作经验。不过他以前曾经在学校书店有个 part-time job, 打过零工，一个礼拜上一天班。
Exactly. Students have to study a lot, so usually they don't have time for full-time jobs.
不过啊 ,Denise 好像是个写简历的老手呢，他特别懂得写简历的秘诀。
And what's that?
一个字，吹。写简历的时候啊，最忌讳谦虚了。虽然 Toby 一个礼拜只上一天班，可 Denise 却让他在简历里写自己有 extensive experience in sales, 有丰富的销售经验。
So, Toby, can you tell me exactly what you did at the bookstore?
There wasn't much work for me to do, so I just played on the internet all day.
Oh, so you have strong computer skills. What else did you do?
I also talked with my coworkers a lot.
Great! Strong communication and people skills.
So, Winnie, did you hear what Toby did at his job?
他说啊，书店那份工作其实很悠闲，没什么事可做，所以呢，他就成天上网。
Right, but I'm not sure he should put that on his resume.
这个啊，您就别担心啦。没听 Denise 说吗？在网上瞎逛啊，代表 good computer skills, 擅长使用电脑。哎，你看这牛吹的。
I agree. What else did Toby do at his job?
他还老跟同事聊天。不过啊，这到了 Denise 嘴里，这也成了优点呢，叫做 good communication and people skills, 良好的沟通和人际交往能力。我看啊，等这份简历写出来，连 Toby 自己都不敢相信自己竟然真的这么出色呢。
All right, now tell me about your educational experience.
I majored in English.
Well, did you learn anything about business when you were at college?
When I graduated, I sold some of my books to a friend.
Perfect. You have done some sales and have experience in customer service.
Wow, I never realized I had so much work experience.
Toby 在大学的专业是英文，这么说他应该没有学过什么商业管理的知识吧。
That's true. But did he learn about business in another way?
我可不觉得。不过啊，这 Denise 真是很会扯哎。他听说 Toby 在毕业的时候把几本旧书卖给了朋友，就说他有 sales and customer service experience, 有销售和客户服务经验。
Well, do you think this resume will help Toby get some interviews?
简历啊写得这么唬人，得到面试的机会八成没问题。不过啊，等用人单位发现 Toby 只是在简历上吹牛的时候，大概就离炒他鱿鱼不远了。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me，网址是 www.goenglish.me。